Federal authorities have arrested an American citizen. He's alleged to be behind the failed car bombing attempt in Times Square over the weekend. Faisal Shahzad, a 30-year-old Bridgeport, Connecticut man, is a naturalized citizen of Pakistani origin. He boarded a flight out of New York City's JFK airport last night. The plane was headed to Dubai. It had pulled away from the gate when Shahzad was arrested.
That must have been pretty dramatic, I have to say. You're going to file charges against
later,
this
later this afternoon, so we'll know exactly, what they're alleging here. In the middle of the night, Attorney General Eric Holder held a press conference, and he addressed the issue of motivation behind the attempt.
It's clear that the intent behind this terrorist act was to kill Americans.
Well, there is a debate raging about motive, but for the latest on the actual investigation, we go now to Bob Henley, reporter for our partner WNYC. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So it turns out the guy that we saw watched on the video cameras yesterday was an innocent bystander?
Well, they certainly is much lower on the priority list. We know that Faisal Shahzad, after becoming a naturalized citizen, went for an extended period of time via Dubai to Pakistan. The question is, what did he do when he was there? Also, my sources indicate that they believe law enforcement does that he is also the driver of the 1993 Nissan Pathfinder that was left with the engine running in Times Square on Saturday night.
Okay, well, so let's track down these leads that led us to Faisal Shahzad late last night. They found the, as you were talking about yesterday, they found the vehicle ID number, not from the dashboard, but by pulling out the engine block.
Right. There was a convergence of data points. A sticker on the Pathfinder indicated a used car dealer was involved in the vehicle at some point in the Bridgeport Stratford Nexus. Then at the same time, you have a license plate that went missing from a Stratford Salvage repair yard that had been on the Pathfinder in Times Square. So you see all these things coming together very quickly. And also, because Shahzad had just become a naturalized citizen, they had a photo of him, which was very important for the apprehension by Customs and Border Enforcement last night.
Well, there have also been reports of a flurry of international calls that he was that he made leading up to the car bomb attempt. Has anything come out of that investigation?
One of the things you have here is the reluctance by the part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force to be too transparent, because this is an ongoing investigation. So on one hand, they have to justify the action they've taken, but by the same time, not compromise their investigation going forward.
And what happens with the arrest, I mean, with the investigation now? Is it all entirely in FBI hands?
No, this is the Joint Terrorism Task Force has been something around for decades. That is a nuanced hybrid of law enforcement, including the NYPD detectives, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, other regional law enforcement groups. They've been working together for a long time. It's very important for people to understand, not to get caught up in the back and forth of anonymous sources between the feds and the local people. It was always going to be a federal prosecution from day one. Once they walked away from the Nissan with the blinking lights and the motor running, it was a federal case.
Okay, Bob Henley is a reporter with our partner WNYC. Let's go now to Alim Makbul. He's a BBC reporter in Islamabad. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Celeste.
So after hearing yesterday a lot of talk from officials saying that this was kind of an amateurish, perhaps lone wolf attempt, now we are getting a hint of an international connection. And the first is that this man, Faisal Shahzad, spent 5 months recently in Pakistan, and some say he was visiting his wife. Others say he was establishing connections with the Pakistani Taliban, which is true.
Well, that's right. I mean, immediately after this news broke, I spoke to a senior security official, and he said, he quite frankly admitted, that he wasn't surprised by the Pakistan connection because of the links to so many plots in the past. And in truth, if you ask Pakistanis, they can't really be surprised by this either. But what they've said is that he spent some time over here. We don't know whether it was the Taliban or not. You'll remember over the weekend there was a video that came out from the Pakistani Taliban where they said they had been behind this failed plot in New York. But, you know, there was a lot of skepticism about that because they claimed all kinds of attacks in the past in the States, including multiple shootings, that they were found not to have been behind. But, you know, it doesn't have to be the Taliban. It doesn't have to be Al-Qaeda. If you come to Pakistan, you can pretty readily get hold of a militant if you're determined to.
Well, the question of motive, it comes from these videos that were released by the Pakistani Taliban. But there's also reports that because the vehicle was parked near the offices of Viacom, which happens to own Comedy Central, which recently aired a controversial episode of South Park, that's part of the motive as well.
Possibly. I mean, it's really too early to say, and it's going to be very difficult for the Pakistani authorities to get to the bottom of this from this end, because, you know, its militancy is not confined to one group anymore. It's not necessarily in just one region in that area between Pakistan and Afghanistan that some, including the British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, has called a crucible of terror. It's now spread. You can find militants if you want them in southern Punjab and other province, or in the major cities even in Pakistan. So a very tough investigation to come. At the moment, the Pakistani government says it is going to cooperate as much as possible with the American authorities. But also, I have to say, the presidency here has pointed out that as well as him being having Faisal Shahzad having a Pakistani background, he is an American national. So I think right. What he's trying to say there is, you know, it's not just our problem.
Aleem, you've outlined something which may be a developing tactic, or at least a modality among international terrorists, and that is there's no real connection. But if this Faisal had told someone in the Taliban that he was going to do this, that sort of advance notification would allow the Taliban to get sort of propaganda advantage from all this. The loose connections are just as valuable as the tight connections, it seems.
I mean, possibly. I mean, I have to say there have been very few statements given by the Taliban like this in the past few years where they haven't talked about somehow attacking American interests. So it may be that the Taliban are just taking advantage. But, you know, there have been instances in the past when nationals, American nationals or European nationals have come over here because of some feeling inside them that they wanted to attack Western interests. We've got right now 5 American nationals in custody. They were caught in December of last year. They were all from the Washington, D.C. area. They had tried to get hold of militants via the internet, via Facebook even, and they'd come over here and according to police, had wanted to attack American interests.
So as they move forward, I assume, I mean, how do they then verify the connections between this man and Taliban? Are they checking with his wife?
I'm sure they're trying all kinds of things, but as I say, it's very early stages now. I mean, at the moment, we spoke to, intelligence officials here who said they hadn't yet officially been asked by the states to get involved. So very early stages at the moment.
Okay, Aleem Maqbool is a reporter with our partner, the BBC, out of Islamabad, Pakistan. Thanks so much.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.